Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Washington's a good team. And Jeff, we had this conversation yesterday about haters or not. And Moolah Jones listens to the show every day, and I appreciate him. And he tagged me in this thing last night on Instagram where he had a – what's that?
That's Devon.
Is it?
Oh,
that's what I thought. Okay. You just put it out there, B.
No, I'm just trying to make sure you understand who it was.
So I think – For Devon, he tagged me in this thing on Instagram that was a screenshot of, I don't know what channel, but say it was one of the pregame shows. And say there were eight people or whatever making their picks of Commanders Bucks. Say like two
people. Everybody but one.
I think it was two versus six.
Tirico, I thought, was the only one.
Okay. Whatever that is.
Yeah.
That, to me, is not being a hater. Like, if you pick the other team, that's not being a hater. Now, if you want to talk about Dan Quinn's not going to keep it going, or they haven't beat anybody good, or Tampa didn't play that, or you got lucky with a Baker fumble, like, there are comments that are haters. But, like, if we get to Detroit this weekend and people are picking Detroit, that's not a sign of haters.
Well, that's Detroit. That's not Tampa.
They were going on the road. They were an underdog. I don't think it's a hater to say you thought Tampa was going to win.
It came
down to the wire.
But I walked in here this morning. And I went over there to talk to Maddie, who does the show with us. And Anna Newkirk, Anna said, some people still don't believe. Some people still hate.
Then they're idiots.
So they're idiots. But that's what I'm saying. There are a lot of people out there. So it doesn't make a difference whether they're in the media or they're out the media. There are people who do not want to get away from what was. That's haters. We got people we work with, haters, okay? Let's be real. There's a lot of them out there. The ultimate thing is you can't constantly move the goalposts and the goal line, whatever you want to call it. A lot of people are doing that. Every time they accomplish what they said they didn't do, then they got something else. That's hating.
Fine. I just don't think if you think the other team's going to win in a playoff game.
The other team's going to win. No, I don't think that has anything to do with it. But the ultimate thing is there is hate out there. So,
well, I think at this point, you're just an idiot. You're a Cowboy fan or whatever, and you're just seeing what you want to see. Like,
they're probably more Bear fans than Cowboy fans that are doing it.
That's fine.
But they still hate.
I just think that's so stupid. Like, if you can't identify this as a good football team that's able to control the game through their offense, through their quarterback, then I just don't think you're either naive, honest, or have some other agenda that's driving you.
That's a lot of times what it is.
I just think that's so dumb. I don't understand. Like,
it exists, though. That's the whole thing about it. It exists. It's not that it doesn't. It exists. People are out there, and they think like that.
But specific to Devon's thing, that's not hating. Teams, you're allowed to pick different teams to win.
A lot of them don't want to give the team any credit based off of a Super Bowl loss. Remember, it's a Super Bowl loss. It was not a regular season loss.
DQ, you're saying.
Or the fact that this team hadn't done things before. Rex Ryan has gone the other side. Rex has to argue with this guy. He's telling him, look, this dude here is a train killer. Talking about Jaden. Well, people want to find everything they can because
I think, by and large, the word, like the national punditry surrounding Jaden Daniels is through the roof now.
You got people
talking about the best rookie quarterback they've ever seen. Orlovsky said it was a combination of Mahomes and Lamar.
Yeah, I'm glad he finally came around because he wasn't around at first.
I don't care. Like,
I'm just saying.
But if the play forces them to change their opinion.
Yeah, but the thing about it is the play was good enough early enough to where you should have been thinking about what you're saying now. Then, I don't buy people that once there is no other way, you just go on the side that there is. I don't go with them then. You got to be forced, because you say something negative now, you look stupid.
Sure.
So my thing is, if you can't see that early enough, then guess what? That's what I call hate. So I don't want to hear it once you won the race. I don't want to hear it once you already 75 yards ahead of everybody. I want to hear when you still close enough. That's when they let me know you can get past what your personal feelings are and produce and say something about what something really is. But once it's all said and done, hell, what else you going to say?
I'm just left hand up. The haters can't stand us. To hell with all of them. Brian, when did you know this team was good?
I felt they were good when they went to Arizona. The Bengals and then left the Bengals game, and the way that they handled Arizona back-to-back, I said, you know what, this team is something special. You know, I understand the Bengals, once we beat them, then they want to start trying to knock them. Arizona, once we beat them, then they want to try to knock them. Before, it was knocking them. But the way that they handled them, and you watch the way the offense was working, I say they have something going. Still didn't expect it to be like it is right now. And I'm at the point now, listen, I played this league 15 years. I don't care if the team didn't make the playoffs because they had one loss, too many, and you beat them. Maybe you're the reason they didn't make the playoffs.
Right.
You know, I don't buy that stuff about you. Oh, they didn't beat a playoff team. You beat an NFL team. You beat a bunch of professional football players handily. And they did that a lot. They put 40 up on people, 38 on people. And you're telling me, oh, well, it's not a playoff team. They didn't have to go out there and beat them 7-6. They beat them 42-14.
For me, it was the Bengals game. And it was specifically the Jaden to Terry touchdown throw is when I was like, oh, my God, this is very, very different. He got blasted on that, stayed in the pocket. It's week three he's been in the NFL. And I mean, I can almost go back. I think halftime of week two against the Giants is when Jaden was like, all right, I'm good. I got this. Because Jaden wins from the pocket. He then can use his legs, but his of all the superpowers that young man has, the best is his right arm from the pocket. Mm-hmm. And I think people get so confused and twisted by so many other things. That's what I saw at LSU, and that is what has continued. I think you saw it second half, week two against the Giants, and then what he did against the Bengals, I mean, it was the greatest rookie quarterback performance in a single game ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
In prime time.
Against Joe Burrow.
Against Joe Cool, as they call it.
Sure. Yeah. And I thought that performance was like, oh, my gosh. And what stood out to me throughout the year is this was not smoke and mirrors. Like, it was not – there was – Robert was really good, and they hit the ground running, right? Mm-hmm. But you knew that was not the basis of an NFL offense, right? Like, they were running different stuff, and maybe you can keep running it, it'll always work. But odds are you're going to have to do other things.
Yeah.
Jaden in that game was 21 of 23.
Yes.
And he ran another 40 yards, but he was 21 of 23 for 250 and two touchdowns from the pocket.
This is the one thing I think people forget, Jay. Before this season started, most people said this is a weak roster. They don't have enough personnel pieces in place. They got to get this. They basically were telling them go to the damn swap meet and go get all types of players. Then when they start winning, then people go to all, they go away from them. Oh, they're not that good. So, damn, they're playing good now. So now we got to dismiss them. Oh, but they're not beating anybody. They've done everything that they had to do. You know what I'm saying? And Tampa beat us in the first game. And people were praising Tampa. Then Tampa started to slide. Then they came back strong at the end. Tampa wasn't playing against no damn barn burners either. But nobody said that about them.
Right.
You know, that is when I'm like, okay, only one team is held to that standard of, well, they hadn't beat a playoff team. Tampa beat teams like the Saints, the Panthers, that type of people going down the stretch. So what's the difference?
Right.
If both teams are playing the same people, Why is one being knocked for not playing against and the other one is being praised about look how good they played? Hell, this team went on, what, a 5-6 game run, lost through two or three, came back and won five more. So they know how to play football.
Totally. Phone lines are lit up on this. I want to let all the boys weigh in. When did you know they were good? You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley